Well, we rely on insects to pollinate our crops, recycle nutrients back into our soils, and keep our planet clean. But we're also killing them off through our heavy use of pesticides. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Amay Code, Pesticide Program Director at the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation. Thanks very much for talking to us today. Now, the pesticide companies will tell you that we're using fewer pesticides, much less of the stuff than we did, you know, decades ago.
Yes, but that's a real inappropriate measure because the chemicals that are being used today are often effective at much lower amounts. So whereas it used to take 10 pounds per acre to kill the insects, now it might take a few ounces. So we really need to look at how many applications and over what landscape we're seeing these applications. And the reality is we keep seeing we're losing our invertebrates. We're causing harm where, you know, our waters are contaminated, our pollinator habitat is contaminated. Definitely some changes need to happen.
Now, isn't that the goal of pesticides, to kill off insects?
Well, I guess you could, you know, that might be the goal, but the reality is there's a lot of really good insects out there. As you mentioned, they're cleaning our water. They're helping with nutrient cycling. They're actually natural pest control on their own. And so if we're knocking down all of these insects, we're causing some severe impacts to the ecological services that they provide us.
And then, you know, we're also losing things like what, bees and butterflies?
Well, it's shocking. If we're looking in the California area, we are seeing dramatic drops in our butterfly and our pollinators and our other bees. Bumblebees alone, we're looking at 28% of our bumblebee species are at risk of extinction. So yes, it's significant, and it's something we need to take a step back from. There's a lot of people out there trying to figure out what the solution is, and we do have it within our ability to bring these species back.
All right, so what are some better methods of controlling pests on a large scale? Because a lot of these are, you know, these massive corporate farms.
Yes, modern agriculture often requires a lot more input and isn't always as able to have the same level of biodiversity. But where I work at the Xerces Society, we are working with large-scale farmers to bring back that diversity, support those natural enemies, support those pollinators on the farm, taking steps away from using pesticides at such high levels and finding more sustainable options. It's amazing what putting in a strip of pollinator habitat can do, and using cover crops to break a pest cycle and increase the nutrients in your soil. These are small steps. They're age-old steps, and they're really, really effective. We need to get back to them.
Are there any non-organic farms that are starting to embrace some of these suggestions?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to meet people where they are. I mean, if we were only working with small-scale diversified organic farms, we wouldn't make the broad change we need to. So there are many, many large-scale conventional growers who are taking small but significant steps to reduce their pesticide use, to implement more what we call cultural, physical, or mechanical options, so non-chemical options that can still manage pests. And they're no longer thinking that a pesticide is synonymous with pest management. They recognize that there's a lot more out there that can be done without having to use these harmful chemicals.
Thanks very much for talking to us today. I'm Amay Code from the Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation.